Been brought to you by somebody. Everything we do has been brought to you by somebody today. Been brought to you by Friday Night Lights. Me and Burbage going to be invading Burbage O High School, Central Cabarrus, on this Friday. It's another edition of Friday Night Lights. Come out and see. Y'all are the Chargers?
No, we're the Vikings.
Oh, y'all are the Vikings. So come out and see the Chargers take on the Vikings this Friday night. Being brought to you by Universal Technical Institute and Jessica's favorite place to buy a car, Victory Chevrolet.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
What we got, Burbage?
All right, it's not birthing.
I'm sorry, what we got, Miss Jessica? I'm sorry.
So, you know, you go out here and you get into a relationship and you feel like it's the best decision that you've ever made when you have truly found love.
Okay.
Well, that is the case for a 27-year-old named Taylor and a 52-year-old named Kern.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
52 and 27. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, love is
love.
But
here's the gotcha.
Okay.
Here's the gotcha.
Okay.
Kern has a daughter named Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor and Amanda are best friends.
Yeah. Oh, she love your papa.
And now her best friend is marrying her father.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? She says, I thought he was very handsome when we first met. They actually worked together, and that's how they became friends, the daughters. I mean, the daughter and the soon-to-be wife. They were working together, and the daughter introduced her best friend to her dad, and she was like, I thought he was very handsome. But he was married at the time, and she was in a relationship.
Okay. She done knocked all that out the way.
And she done knocked all that out the way and got her best friend's 52-year-old dad.
Wow.
She says she refers to meeting Kern as love at first sight.
I mean,
ain't nobody named Kern.
So listen, my question to Madhouse Nation is, have you ever had a crush, or better yet, been involved in a romantic relationship with one of your friend's parents? You ever had a crush on your friend's parents, or ever been in a romantic relationship with one of your friend's parents?
Nah.
Give us a call, 570-WPEJ.
Boy, you can leave it on a voicemail, 704-227-8078, but no, not me.
You never had a crush on any, thought that any of your friend's parents were like, ooh, they bad?
Nah.
You're lying. You're lying.
I know you lying.
I'm not trying to think. No, I don't think. No.
You look at some ugly
ass
friends.
One of my homeboy mamas was shooting a shot, though. I ain't going to say who, but one of their mamas was.
The mama?
Listen. And I thought she was joking at first. The one night, she had me cornered. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on, big mama.
This is not unheard of.
And I
believe it.
And I'm like, yo, I can't do that. That's my partner. You know what I mean? My partner.
Did you do it?
I have a friend.
No, hell no, bro. Ain't no way.
I have a friend who slept with his ex-girlfriend, but they were girlfriend and boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he slept with his ex-girlfriend's mother.
Wow.
While they were dating.
Definitely.
Well, now hold on. Let me clarify. They didn't sleep together. He just received oral from her.
Wow. Mama gave.
Yes.
She said, let me show you.
Mama out there knocking them up, topping them off.
Mama say, let me show you what I showed my daughter.
Stifler's mom.
Listen.
Bobby, have you ever had a crush on any of your friends' mother?
I've never had a crush on any of my friends. It's a couple of them that got some bad mamas.
Really?
I was never like, ooh, boy, your mama, boy. Nah.
Did you tell the...
Yeah. You can't tell nobody their mama.
I'm a jerk, so yeah.
Burpee did?
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
Burpee
line. No, I'm not. I'll be like, but hey, you keep on, I'm gonna knock your mom off.
But you know, we met some of Burpee friends. You know, they're kind of soft. It's probably Brian Burpee can do that. They're kind of soft.
Would you be offended if one of your friends told you, like, ooh, look at Miss Judy, dang, Miss Judy? You looking good today.
Where? That's what we're gonna do.
Would you be offended
if one of your friends be like, Miss Savoy, how you doing?
No. My mama bad.
I don't want to.
Miss Judy came up here one time with that jacket on, boy.
Burpee, shut up. That don't even sound right.
I need to see a picture of Larry One. Let me see a picture of Larry One so I can see what I'm looking at.
My daddy looked like Trick Daddy.
All right.